The nervous system is responsible for everything that happens to us from the time that we're born until the time we die. But that really boils down to only five things. The nervous system has the responsibility of sensation. We have these so-called receptors in the eyes, in the ears, in the nose, in the mouth, on the skin, that take physical entities in the universe that are real, fixed, non-negotiable things. It's like a window or a spotlight that's very much linked to attention. Okay, so we've got sensation, perception, feelings, and then there are thoughts, which really have a lot to do with what we're perceiving and the way we're organizing those perceptions, what they mean. And generally, that's put into the context of what we already know, or memories. And then the fifth thing is behaviors or actions. There are the actions that you generate reflexively, like your breathing and your heart rate right now are largely reflexive, or you could decide control of your respiration and make it voluntary, right? And not just reflexive. So those five things, sensations, perceptions, feelings, thoughts, and actions, really encompass all of our life experience. And that's from the very mundane of getting up in the morning and brushing your teeth to the most awe-inspiring, goal-motivated, pinnacle moments of your life. Everything about life experience is an abstraction. And the brain has a language. It's creating an abstract representation of everything that's out there in the world. Everything. Every circuit in the brain has a push and a pull. So we have a reward system for viewing light at the particular times of day, which are morning and evening and during the day, and avoiding bright lights in the middle of the night. But there's a punishment signal, literally, a chemical punishment signal, whereby dopamine, which is this feel-good molecule that's essential for things like growth mindset and pursuit of goals and well-being of all sorts, is suppressed when human beings or animals view bright light in the middle of this dark phase of their circadian cycle, which is between 11 p.m. and 4 a.m. approximately. And so nature does this. It creates rewards for doing the right things that move you in the direction of general adaptation and wellness, and it punishes you. Mother Nature is kind of a double-edged sword. She's very benevolent when she wants to be, but if you don't obey her rules, she punishes you too. And so you have circuits in the brain that are pro-depressive. And this light viewing from 10 p.m. to 4 a.m. kicks off a pro-depressive circuit. Growth mindset, in its purest form, is the attachment of these reward systems to the effort process, to the friction process, and not just to obtaining a reward. So dopamine is involved in reward, but it's also involved in the pursuit of rewards. And so as you reach a milestone, or as you tell yourself, I'm on the right track, this friction I'm feeling, this late night, this early morning, this hard conversation with somebody that doesn't feel good, I'm going to tell myself this is for a larger purpose. And when you start releasing dopamine to those kinds of things, there's essentially no limit on the number of things you can do or the energy to do them. When we're in effort, we're always secreting adrenaline. We're always in pursuit, and it's draining. It's tiring. Dopamine has this beautiful capacity to buffer adrenaline. It's not about attaching your sense of reward to the ultimate goal. It's about attaching your sense of reward to the fact that you're making action steps that are generally in the right direction. The more you can reward the effort process, the better off you are at building these kinds of neural circuits. And
when your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
These kind of tendencies to be able to lean into anything challenging over essentially any duration. You say, well, then how do I get this dopamine to work for me? What is this process really about? And how would somebody implement these dopamine and epinephrine type neurochemical events in their own life? Well, the key thing is not just to go through the actions, but when you hit each one of those self-designated milestones, the milestones that you're setting out for yourself, you have to pause for a moment and tell yourself, I'm heading in the right direction. I haven't run the marathon yet, but this is the foundation upon which I'm gonna lay another foundation, upon which I'm gonna lay another foundation. And those little pulses of dopamine allow you to get that action step without the depletion that it would normally bring. If you can move the horizon to something you know you can complete and you reward that, you essentially are where you were before. You're just as strong, if not stronger, but you're heading in the direction you need to go. You're not spending out anything. And it feels a little weird because none of us like to reward things that aren't external, but the ability to control these internal reward schedules is everything. My laboratory did an experiment where we're looking at fear that either trigger freezing or running and hiding. There's a brain area that's in your brain and my brain that triggers a third option, not run and hide, not freeze, but forward confrontation. When we move forward in the face of a threat, we suppress activity of the amygdala through physical action of moving forward, and there's a signal sent to the areas of the brain that control dopamine reward. So to make this a little more succinct, it's really forward movement, action, pushing yourself across that threshold not only rewards you, but it suppresses activity of the fear centers in the brain. And these are ancient hardwired mechanisms. These aren't hacks. These are things that Mother Nature installed in us. We can be driven from a place of anger, frustration, and you know, revenge, or we can be driven from a place of, you know, love, gratitude, and et cetera. I'm not here to judge which one is better or worse, but the nervous system doesn't distinguish between them. So if you're the kind of person that needs to, you know, kind of budge yourself into something, great. If you're the kind of person that wants to do things from more of a warm, fuzzy feeling, that's fine too. I don't believe that it's very easy to suppress negative thoughts. However, when you realize that thoughts can be deliberately introduced, you can start replacing negative thoughts with new types of thoughts. So you can always add something in. But when people start to realize that thoughts are very much like physical actions, I want to remind myself that my thoughts and my actions are essentially the same. The nervous system can organize thoughts, but I'm going to introduce a thought, which is, I made it through today. I made it through today, and that's actually worth celebrating at a micro level. You start rewarding incremental steps. Don't spend so much time trying to suppress negative thoughts. But if you have negative thoughts, just remember, I can also introduce positive thoughts. The same way I can control running around the block. Positive thoughts are the equivalent of forward physical action. And if you reward them internally, you buffer yourself against the quitting circuit. You are building a stronger version of yourself completely between your own ears. You can push through days and weeks of effort consistently. I don't mean necessarily all-nighters, but you can push and push and push. Learning to control these rewards is absolutely key. The huge wins are great, but it's really about rewarding these increments so you can keep going another 30, another 40 years, 50 years, 100 years. Hypnosis inevitably involves relaxing the nervous system, going into a state of deeper relaxation so that our analysis of space and time is slightly dismantled. You have to have focus, especially as an adult. You need acetylcholine released, but hypnosis seems to capture both the high attentional state and the deep relaxation at the same time. It's this very unusual state of mind where you're neither asleep nor awake and in tight focus or narrow focus. And it's very clear that it leads to these rapid changes in behavior because you're rewiring the brain. And the reason you're able to rewire the brain so quickly is because you're getting the trigger event, the focus, and you're also getting the relaxation event simultaneously. But one thing that's absolutely concrete is breathing. I always think of physical exercise, movement, writing, whatever, singing, dancing, talking. Those are physical actions in the universe. Then you have thoughts, and somewhere in between those is controlling your respiration. Once you can control everything that's within the confines of your skull and skin, once you can really control that relationship, that brain-body relationship, you start to realize that relationship is a lot like any other relationship to forward action. It's just all happening within the confines of my body. So it's heightened states of focus followed by states of relaxation that are going to prime your nervous system for learning and plasticity, just like hypnosis. I think the fundamental step that everybody should be taking every day for many aspects of their health, mental, physical, digestive, immune, all of that, is to get 2 to 10 minutes of bright light first thing in the morning on waking. Ideally, it's sunlight. You could do it through a window, but just getting bright light exposure first thing in the morning organizes the nervous system and the rest of the organs of the body in such a powerful way. If you do that most days, you're setting yourself on the path to do all the other sorts of things correctly, and your biology will thank you for it.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.